CD1.
Mothers and Fathers by Angela Huth. They had been sitting in the room together for a long time, in silence, unknown to each other, surreptitiously reading signs as strangers do. He saw a woman in her early 40s, an arrogant flare of nostril, fading reddish hair, good cheekbones, floppy beige clothes, considerably smarter than most of the mothers he encountered on school occasions. She saw a man 10 years older than herself, once perhaps handsome, now balding, red silk handkerchief in the pocket of his pinstripe suit, indicating a certain flashiness that did not match his aristocratic shoes. The door opened. The secretary came in, clearly flustered.
The headmaster's just been on the phone, she said. It seems there's been an accident on the M1. He's stuck in a tailback that goes on for miles. Dreadfully sorry, but hopes you're able to wait. He'll ring again in 20 minutes with a progress report.
She needed embarrassed hands.
I'll hang on till then, said the man.
So will I, said the woman.
Jack Johnson, said the man as soon as the secretary had gone.
April gave her name. They shook hands, looked at each other more pertinently. Jack Johnson sighed, took the handkerchief from his pocket, and waved it about like a conjurer before dabbing his completely dry forehead.
Damn nuisance, this. I've come all the way from Lincoln.
I've only come from London,
April smiled sympathetically.
Almost 7:30.
He sighed again, petulantly this time.
You would have thought he could have made use of his mobile phone a bit earlier. Let us know.
Perhaps he wasn't quite sure how to use it. Jack saw...